Is up, everybody. It is your favorite white boy, the one and only Chris Scavoli Rolly with the ravioli, oli, oli, oxen free. But what is up, guys? I haven't been making podcasts lately. I've been under the weather, I've been dying slowly. I had flu-like symptoms. I didn't have corona, thank God. But I still sound a little nasally with my allergies still like kicking my ass. But yeah, I wanted to make this podcast about the final episode of the Clone Wars season 7. I know the Clone Wars was done May the 4th, but I was crying that day because of the end, of the show. So yeah, I'm gonna talk about Victory and Death, the ending of it, because the ending I think was the best ending of, I think, any Star Wars prequel and movie out there. So, and then we have a little special guest today, my little baby Yoda. Coo, coo, coo. He has came today. The Madeline 11-inch plush has came in. My little baby Yoda's here to join me. He's use your magic hand thingy. Woo, woo. I love him. Like, I played with him all day today, I think. I really did. It sounds sad because I'm a 21-year-old boy. But who cares? I love my baby Yoda and he loves me. He tried my glasses on today. We had so much fun. He tried to get my chicken nugget, which I stopped him because no one's going to get my chicken nugget. No chicken nuggets on my watch, baby Yoda. No. Do it. Do it now. Do it. But anyway, guys, we're going to talk about Victory and Death. And then I've actually watched The Rise of Skywalker once again last night because I wanted to see it again, because you never get old of watching Star Wars movies, because I can sit there and watch them all day. But Disney Plus takes so much of my battery on my phone for no reason. So yeah, I watched The Rise of Skywalker last night, and then I'm gonna add a little of my flair into that and see what's next for the trilogy, not the Skywalker trilogy, but other trilogies to come. So Victory and Death. I thought the episode was too short, but everybody's gonna say it's too good. It's good, it's short, it's not good because it's short, it's short, it's short, it's short, it's just short, right? Just short. But I thought the episode overall was great. It wasn't my favorite episode ever, but it is in the top three because I feel like The Phantom Apprentice was number one, or Shattered was number one for me. And this, the ending did it for me. The ending was fantastic. How they did it was great, right, Baby Yoda? Coo, coo. See, he agrees. So we're gonna talk about Victory and Death, and if I die as I'm doing this, I'm just gonna cut to break because I think you can see it in my hear it in my voice, you can't see it. That I'm dying. And allergies are kicking my ass. So whoever has allergies out there, feel better. I'm with you. The Force is with you. Baby Yoda's with you. Everybody is with you. So Victory and Death. We start off the episode with Ahsoka and Rex. Rex finally wakes up, and the clones are about to break in and kill Ahsoka and Rex. So Rex says, "What's our plan?" So Ahsoka says, "I have a plan. Put those guns on stun because we're gonna stun them." And Rex, I feel like Rex really wants to say to Ahsoka, like, bitch, wake the fuck up. They're here to kill you. We're here. They're here to kill you. And they're not gonna stop until you're dead. And I'm dead. So either way you look at it, someone's dying. And Ahsoka is like, put those on stun. We're gonna do it. Okay, so they stun. Rex uses his stun gun. Bam, 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 bam. Stuns everybody. Stuns everybody. The droids. I actually like the droids, actually, in this sequence that they help them escape. So they escape, and they have to go to, I think, the where do they have to go? I know the place they have to go, but like the hangar, the outer hangar of the ship. So as they go there, you see Maul. Maul destroys the hyperdrive. Like, that motherfucker, like, just ripped through it. He, like, was like, I want a hamburger and a cheeseburger together, so I'm gonna break those two. And he does. He breaks the hyperdrive, and the ship just jumps right out of hyperspace. Now, the ship is going down at this point. The ship is just gonna die. Everybody's gonna die on the ship no matter what. Even if Ahsoka and Rex do not make it off the ship, as we know in Rebels they do, they're gonna die either way. But we know in Rebels that they don't die. So Ahsoka gets to the outer hangar, and the droid goes, "What happened to the ship?" No, not the droid. Rex goes, "What happened to the ship? Like the hyperspace got destroyed, the hyperdrive got destroyed. What? Who did that?" And he knows Maul did that. And Ahsoka did say, like, go, tell Maul to go create some chaos. And he's creating the chaos she always wanted, in my opinion. But so Rex cries. Like it was so heartbreaking to see Rex cry. Because he knows his brothers are not doing this because they wait, how am I gonna say that? He knows his brothers are good, like he served with them, and he knows that they're under control by the chip, and he knows this is not their doing. So he loves his brothers and he loves Ahsoka. And Ahsoka says, "I won't be the one that kills them." So stunning them won't kill them. I'll just get stunned for like maybe I don't know like how long that stun gun works for. But yeah, like she and I know I understand Ahsoka's point too, that she doesn't want to kill them because they're not themselves. The chips are doing it. Darth Sidious, Palpatine, has done this. So I understand where Ahsoka's coming from, but at the same point, like if you had to kill them, you had to kill them. Like you had to do it at one point. In like and she did kill two of them when she reflected them in the Shattered episode when the clones were shooting at her. She did have to deflect them, and they both died, those clones, because they got hit in the chest. So she did kill two, but who's counting? I am. No, but anyway, I like that part where Ahsoka goes, "I won't be the one that kills them. I won't be their death." And I understand that. I really do. I like Ahsoka. I love Ahsoka. That's my favorite Jedi. Everybody knows it. And she reminds me of a Jedi like Qui-Gon Jinn. Like, the Force. She follows in the Force. Qui-Gon Jinn did the same. That's why he never joined the Council and thought the Jedi were corrupt because of the politics. So Ahsoka's just like Qui-Gon. That's like similar to Qui-Gon. A little. I wish they met. They would have been a great pair. Like wishing. Like just like you had to die them all. You had to die them all. Just had to. So anyway, Ahsoka has a plan, and the plan is to say to Jesse. Now I like Jesse. Like the clone Jesse. I didn't hate him. I didn't hate the clones. I actually love the clones more than the stormtroopers and the Sith troopers and the Sith other guards, like the Sith Royal Guards. Like I love the clones. I think they should bring the clones back actually in the movies, but like not with the chip. Like let's not order 66 again. We're not ordering that order again. You know, that's a forbidden order. Like we cross that off. So they go outside and Rex tells Jesse that Ahsoka is not a Jedi. Ahsoka hasn't been for a long time. And now Jesse and the clones put down their guns for a second, and like I think the chip in their like head and their brain are like going off, like she's not a Jedi, she's not a Jedi. Why? What? Is the order wrong? What happened here? So meanwhile, the droids are trying to find a ship to get the hell off this ship. But in the meantime, Jesse doesn't believe it, points his guns. And then the droids do their thing. They fall. All the clones like fall to the ground because it's like an elevator. Like you just go, like shoot up, shoot up, shoot down, something like that. That got shot up. And then you see Maul. So Ahsoka almost killed Maul in a second, but with the power of the Force, Maul just like threw that bitch. She was like, "Fuck you," and she flew away. So Maul gets to the ship. Rex is helping Ahsoka get up because he's in danger too, because everybody's shooting at him. The droids are helping out. Like the droids are kick her ass in this episode. So Ahsoka gets finally back up, finally back healthy, and then as Maul's leaving, she uses the Force to try to pull the ship back because that's the only ship of what they know of to get off to get off the ship. So Ahsoka, just like Rey in The Rise of Skywalker, uses the Force to stop the ship. But, you know, in The Rise of Skywalker, she destroys the ship and thinks she killed Chewbacca, but she doesn't. So as she's doing this, she sees that Rex can't handle the clones by himself. And if she doesn't let go, she dies with Rex, and Rex dies, and everything falls apart. So she lets go, she lets Maul fly away. Maul goes into hyperspace and goes, well, back to it. And then Ahsoka fights the clones again, puts them on stun, puts they're shooting back and forth, and then the ship is going down. The ship is now finally ready to be destroyed. And they find a ship to get on, and it was like kind of like a James Bond kind of moment, like Ahsoka just trying to find the ship and just moving around, and she does, and the ship just gets destroyed. And we're gonna take a quick break before I talk about the second part, the ending of the series finale of the Clone Wars. And I want to talk about that, and I want to talk about the Rise of Skywalker and more stuff. So we'll be right back on the Scavoli Show, motherfuckers. Peace out, motherfuckers. Yeah, oh my god, baby. Yo, you just said that. Oh yeah, you did. Who's our good baby? This motherfuckers. Yep, we'll be right back on the Scavoli Show, guys. Motherfuckers. Up, guys, we are back on the Scavoli show. Coo, coo, coo. Baby Yoda is back also. He just loves his chicken nuggets. We're gonna feed you a chicken nugget after the show. Do not worry, Baby Yoda. Do not worry. I'll feed my baby. I'll feed my baby. But we are back, guys. So I just want to jump right into it because I'm slowly dying also. The ending of the Clone Wars, and that scene gets me every time. Like my heart sank when like Rex and Ahsoka dug the graves for all the clones, even Jesse. That was a really sad moment. I really hated that moment too, because like the clones like are gone. Like after Order 66 happened, like they weren't long lasted after that. Like Revenge of the Sith was over. Clone Wars was over. Now it's the Rebels, and we don't know what happens between that. So we don't know how long the clones are lasted for either. But they're gone. I feel like in Episode 4, they're gone. The clones are gone. The clones are dead. And I really like the clones actually. Like the clones are actually my favorite. Like the Stormtroopers, I love. The Stormtroopers, I don't love. Why did I say I love? The Stormtroopers, I like. Like I said, the Sith Troopers I like too, but the clones I really love a lot. I don't know why. They just brought so much to the table, the clones, and they love their master. Like you saw that connection. I feel like with the Stormtroopers, you don't get that connection with their Sith Lord or their apprentice. Like they're not friends. Like Captain Rex was friends with Anakin, Ahsoka, like Commander Greer was friends with Chewbacca and Yoda. Like they had connections, the clones with their Jedi. Like now they don't have, we don't see that. We just see like none of that at all. No connection with either or. But yeah, the ending where Ahsoka, now I feel like Ahsoka wears that. I want one of those. So if anyone like gets that like that hooded thing. Like they wear like Obi-Wan Kenobi wears. I want one. I want Ahsoka's though. Like I like Obi-Wan's. I love Obi-Wan, but I want Ahsoka's. Like that looks cool with the things. And she just looks and she drops her lightsaber and she looks at the clones. And the Clone Wars is over. Like that in that moment, like she knows she can't go back. Like she has to fake her death. Like she has to fake her death. But I don't think in that moment, like I don't think the novelization, I don't read the novels like I say in previous ones. I don't read the novels at all. But in that moment, I feel like Dave Filoni did not want people to say she's faking her death. I think people want to say she's letting go, and she is letting go. She's letting go of a Jedi. Like she's letting go of all the good things that she's done. She's letting go of not Anakin, but she can't, like, we don't know if she reaches out to Anakin, only in the novelization. So I would love to see that after what happens. And in Rebels, we know she does try to reach out, but she can't. The vision is very dark. The vision is dark because he is Darth Vader. But yeah, and that ending gets me every time. That like I saw that, and I just, the music is so eerie too. Like what the fuck? Like the music is just like a breath. Like oh my God, like dying breath. Like it's I can't explain things. I really can't. Like they're just so good. The music was so good. The episode was good. It was a good send off to the Clone Wars. But then after Ahsoka drops her lightsaber, and it has to be a couple months. It has to be a couple months. But we get like stormtroopers now, the Imperial droids, the Empire. Did I say Imperial? I think yeah, I could say Imperial droids. The Empire has taken over now, and we hear his breathing, Darth Vader, and he finds the ship that crashed during the Ahsoka's ship. And then just picks up the lightsaber, and at that moment, like I feel like you could see his eyes are blue, like he knows Ahsoka's gone, and I feel like he knows Ahsoka's gone, but she's not dead, and I feel like Anakin came out in that moment, and you could see if you lighten up the blue, like not the blue, the light on your phone or whatever you're watching, you could see that his eyes are blue. Like just for a second, like Anakin appeared and just looked up and saw the bird. Like that, I forgot that bird's name, Mo Mortis. Mortis, I think his name is. The bird's name is, and that's a symbol of Ahsoka. That bird follows Ahsoka. She even says in the Rebels that bird has saved her life. So that bird has something to do with it, and it has to do with the Mortis arc of the daughter too. So I'm interested in seeing that story play out too. I hope we get a story of that because that would be a cool story. At least one season of that story or five episodes, whatever. And then he just leaves. He picks up the lightsaber, turns it on, and he just walks away. Just turns it on, shuts it off, and walks away. And I feel like at that moment he's walking away from Ahsoka. He's walking away from Obi-Wan. He's walking away from what he knew as Anakin Skywalker, and it's so sad because you could just see like just so fucked it up. Like I hope we can get a, like an anime version of Darth Vader and his ways. Like the novels give a good perception of what he is of like he went to the light side, like he has visions of those. He's still battling. But I feel like if we see it on TV, we'll know more of Vader's backstory and his flaws and his not evilness, because I feel like Anakin turned to the dark side to save Padme, and at that moment, Palpatine didn't save her. Anakin killed her, and eventually eventually he killed Anakin. Now what the fuck am I saying? What? Well, it's the medicine. That's the medicine doing it. But Anakin killed Padme, choked hold her, let go. She didn't die at that moment, but she died of a broken heart. And she said there's still good in him. And there is still good in Anakin. But at a point, I feel like he was scared of Palpatine. He was scared of what Palpatine will do if he does turn back to the light side. And I feel like Anakin is scared of Palpatine, and that's why he does all these things, because he's fearful. He's scared of Palpatine. He's if I don't kill this person, I'm gonna die anyway because Palpatine's gonna kill me. So I feel like he had fear of Palpatine too, and that caused him to do all this damage. Because no other Sith Lord has done all this, as we know of. Like Kylo Ren, what did he do? He killed people, but it wasn't like Vader. Like he didn't like Vader killed everybody, killed Jedis. Kylo Ren really didn't do that. Kylo Ren, I felt like, was more on the good end of the Jedi side than the bad of the Sith. Like he was more of the light side, Kylo Ren. He wasn't Darth Vader at all. Like you can't compare Kylo Ren or Darth Vader because that's not a comparison that you can't even compare that. Like Darth Vader would chew up Kylo Ren in a minute. So yeah, I feel like that too is the fear of Kylo Ren too. Like that's what makes him go to the dark side also. Because he fears that he can't withstand what his grandfather did, Vader. Yeah, I think I got that right. I think the meds are just talking now, guys. The NyQuil is kicking in. But yeah, I feel like at that moment, I felt like Anakin was there, and we say goodbye to the Clone Wars. The credits roll, and it was a great scene. Dave Filoni is a fucking genius. I love Dave Filoni. Like, I want his hat. I want his like Clone Wars, like Ahsoka, like what he wears during interviews. I want that like hoodie. Like, I want that, or like that Ziploc jacket. Want that? Like, don't you want that, baby? I'm goo, goo, goo. See, Baby Yoda agrees, people. So if you guys know Dave Filoni, please let him send me that because I would love it or sell it. But yeah, getting into the Rise of Skywalker, like Darth Vader's, like you didn't see really Darth Vader's face much until the Return of the Jedi. That you see his face, and his faces are not. It's just old. It's you don't see his red eyes. Even with Kylo Ren, like he's a Sith. Isn't his eyes supposed to be red yellow? Like I didn't see really yet red yellow at all. So that's what I was thinking. I was like, are they really gone to the dark side? Like, are their bodies like really on the dark side end? Because you don't like Darth Vader. Like he had his ups and he had his downs. Kylo Ren had his ups and his downs. But Kylo Ren saw the light, and then he came back. His father helped him do that. So, and I love Kylo Ren. Don't get me wrong, I love Kylo Ren. But yeah, at the end of Sky on the Rise of Skywalker, Rey goes back to Tatooine, goes where Luke was and Anakin was, and there's a lady there that asks, "What is your name?" She goes, "Rey." "Rey who?" And then she goes, "Skywalker." And then she sees Leia and Luke right there and heard the vision of a force ghost because they're both gone. But now what happens with the movies? What can you make next? This is what I mean. What trilogy can you go on? Because all the Jedis are dead. Like no Jedis are left alive as we know of now. As we know of, just Rey is alive. Rey is the only Jedi left that's alive because Order 66 wiped every Jedi out. Even with the Force children, we don't get that in these movies, and we should get Force wielding children. We should really get that. But I think the Sith, they say in one of the movies, I think they say that the Sith, the Inquisitors have rounded up all the children. Okay, so the Sith have rounded up the children, right? So the children had to escape in the Rise of Skywalker. So the children are still out there. The Sith children are still out there, or not being trained at all. So my theory is Dave Filoni posted a photo, I think, right after that episode. The episode. The movie aired. And Ahsoka and Rex. And Ahsoka is still fucking alive, people, in The Rise of Skywalker. Don't know where she is and don't know where she is and don't know why she's not in the action. Don't ask me that because I have no clue. But she is alive with Rex somewhere out there. And I don't know how she's alive, but she's fucking alive. Dave Filoni has a plan with Ahsoka. He loves Ahsoka. I think he wants Ahsoka to be like the god of Jedis. Like I feel like he has a plan for Ahsoka. And in The Mandalorian season 2, I hope we see her and get a little action there with her. And see what happens. You know, there's rumors going around for an animated series before after Rebels to find Ezra Bridger, but I really like that, but I want more action. But yeah, it's just crazy now. Like the Jedi are gone. Like Rey is the only Jedi left, and she has a yellow lightsaber. What the fuck does a yellow lightsaber mean? Like I can look it up. I can watch videos on it. But what does that yellow lightsaber really mean? And even when she goes, be with me, and all the Jedi go, we're here, Rey. Use the Force. Bring back the balance. Ahsoka's only has one line. And I forget her one line. I forget her one line. But I replayed that all the time. And you can hear Ahsoka. But she's still alive. So she knows Rey is here. She knows. If she's alive, Ahsoka. Ahsoka knows Rey is the only Jedi left. And where's Ahsoka? And where's Rex? That's what I'm telling you. What is the next possible trilogy are you gonna go on now? Like, who you're just gonna make up a character, or like 10 years later, the Jedi Council is back. Like, there's no Jedi Council. There's no Jedi Temple. Like, Coruscant isn't even mentioned no more in these movies. Like, go, where's Coruscant? Coruscant was the main for the first couple, like the Revenge of the Sith, Attack of the Clones. Like, now Coruscant, it's over. Like, go back to Coruscant. Go back to the roots of the Jedi. Like, Anakin Skywalker's supposed to be in, Hayden Christensen's supposed to be in the Kenobi series coming up. And I'm excited if that is true. To see flashbacks. I don't think we'll ever get like a Hayden Christensen movie, just Darth Vader, unless he comes back and does action. But he's living on a farm in Canada, so a big ass ranch. So who would want to come back, you know? Who would want to do action for a ranch? Oh yeah, cool ranch. Woo, right, baby, on a cool ranch. We're cool. We're cool at the school. But yeah, those are my thoughts on the Rise of Skywalker, and I don't know what's to come. You know, I don't. Like, we can get the Mandalorian. They say 5 seasons of the Mandalorian. Okay, what happens after the Mandalorian? What are you gonna put for 2022? Like, the Calrissian movie's coming out. Not the movie, the show, excuse me. But I don't get that show either. Like, he's not an important character. Like, I like him. He was in Rogue One, but we don't know him. Like, his backstory, we're gonna get like maybe 1, 3 seasons, and that's it. And then I feel like the Kenobi series is only going to be one season. And then I hope they have a Mace Windu series, because that would be fucking awesome with Samuel Jackson back as Mace Windu. But yeah, what's next? Where's Sabine? Like, Sabine is rumored to be a Mandalorian. Everybody's rumored to be a Mandalorian season two, but no one has confirmed it. These are just rumors and stuff like that. Bo-Katan is supposed to be in season two. I would love to see all these characters, but how do you play them in Star Wars? That's what I mean. Like, they were in the Clone Wars, okay? Then they were in Rebels. They were in Rebels. Sabine was in Rebels. Now Bo-Katan was in Clone Wars, and now Rebels. Ahsoka was in Clone Wars, and now Rebels. So, like, how can you fit those girls in one series? Like, what happens? What happens during after the Siege of Mandalore? Because the clones were still on the Siege of Mandalore. Once Ahsoka left and Order 66 was, those clones were still on Mandalore. So what happened to those clones, and what I wonder if we'll ever get like a backstory of that, or that had to do with Moff Gideon, and Moff Gideon holds the black saber, and how did he get the black saber? So there's so many fucking questions in Star Wars that like you can go talk about all day, every day, repeat yourself 24/7. It's just so much, guys. It's just so fucking much. Right, Baby Yoda? You have anything else to say to the fans? Cool. Cool. Yeah, that's what we all say. But Baby Yoda wants you guys to be ready for season two. Watch the Mandalorian Gallery on Disney Plus every Friday. And yeah, me and Baby Yoda will be here every week. This is our last episode, guys, of Star Wars talk for now, anyway. Until we get to the Mandalorian, and then I'll come back and do a Mandalorian breakdown. Damn, 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 damn. Bring it down, Baby Yoda. Get it. Twerk it. Twerk that ass. Twerk that ass, baby. Twerk that ass. But yeah, so we'll see what happens with everything. And I'm excited to be a Star Wars fan, and everybody should be, because things are about to get fucking real. And I can't wait to see Ahsoka live action. I'm excited. I love Ahsoka. And yeah, and just one more thing. You motherfuckers, Shop Disney. I'm just putting Shop Disney on blast for a minute. I want my Ahsoka ears. They were $78 because they're exclusive. Understandable. But tell these motherfuckers on eBay and other fucking websites, stop selling these motherfucking ears for $400 because they're exclusives. You know, I almost bought something today, those ears, because I'm a collector and I love Ahsoka Tano, and I would never sell anything Ahsoka. But like, motherfucker, are you serious? You're selling ears for $400, almost $1,000? You guys gotta be smoking some crack or something. I'm just saying. Like, at Shop Disney, like, I had them in my basket, just had to check out. I couldn't even check out because you guys were like freezing or something, dying on the website. Like, you guys got to do a better job of that. And I hope you guys get more ears in soon so I don't have to pay like $350 for a fucking pair of Ahsoka Tano ears, which I will pay. But like, in Corona season, you don't have that money. I don't know how people have that money right now. But anyway, guys, thank you for joining me. You can follow me on Instagram, Chris underscore Scavoli. Instagram, the Scavoli page. Post about us, you know, love us. Scavoli is at the Scavoli Show. At Twitter, too, at the Scavoli Show. Snapchat, Chris.Scavoli. And Facebook, Chris Scavoli, or the Scavoli Show, whatever I put for Facebook. But I'm on Facebook now with you motherfuckers. So, hope you guys enjoyed. Love y'all. Stay safe. Don't die. Baby Yoda, got anything else to say? Coo, coo. Yes, you'll get your fucking chicken nugget. You'll get your chicken nugget. Don't worry. I'll go to Wendy's to pick you up a chicken nugget and fries. Okay, it's okay. But thank you guys for joining us. I'm back. And we'll be back with episodes next week with some guest stars. Guest stars. Guest people. But yeah, thank you guys for joining us. Love you. Stay safe. Wash your hands. Wash your balls. And good night, motherfuckers. Peace out.